Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the market close report for Tuesday, the 14th of March. Well, the Australian share market has fallen for the third consecutive session, capping its second worst day of the year. The ASX 200 index fell by 100 points, or 1.4%, to 7,009 points. This is the second time the ASX 200 has dropped below 7,000 points this year, but it did manage to recover. Markets remain quite volatile after the recent collapse of two US banks, despite regulators stepping in and guaranteeing that all investors will get their deposits back. Moving on to sectors, all of the 12 sectors were in the red today. The tech sector made the biggest losses, with computer share falling 7.7%, leading to the tech sector being down 3.5% overall. Energy stocks also took a hit, falling 3% on the back of declining oil prices overnight. Woodside and Yancoal were the biggest weights on the energy sector, with Yancoal falling 17% today after trading ex-dividend. All of the big four banks were down, with the exception of CBA, which closed up just an inch. The smaller players also fell, with Suncorp, Bank of Queensland, and Bendigo and Adelaide Bank also slumping. Macquarie was the biggest weight on the financial sector today, as it does most of its business offshore. The materials sector fell 1.6% today, but there was light at the end of the tunnel, with investors retreating to safe haven assets, gold. Gold miners were higher and provided the only bright spot on the market today amongst the sea of red. This follows the precious metal increasing overnight. The top six performers today were all gold stocks, with the likes of Ramelius Resources as the top performer today, increasing by 6%, as well as Perseus Mining, Silver Lake Resources, Gold Road Resources, and Newcrest Mining. Newcrest also announced that it's close to doubled its production guidance for one of its mines in Canada. Looking ahead, all eyes will be on the US banking sector, as well as how the CPI numbers come out today, which is a key inflation figure that's coming out of the US later tonight. Tomorrow, China will release a key update on its economy. And the Aussie dollar is trading close to 66.5 US cents. Have a great night, everyone.